What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on Exit FM.
Good morning, everyone who is listening to this amazing show. Yeah, you guys are like really awesome, eh? Like, you're really awesome. I appreciate the fact that you took time to actually listen to the show. Yes, so this is me, yeah, saying thank you. Yeah, much appreciation. Yes. Yeah, you guys are like really awesome, eh? Gonna make me cry. I'm not crying. Yeah, I'm not crying. But it's okay to cry. Yes. Even biblical. Ah, the Bible does say you must cry. So yeah, for those who are like, nah, I'm not about the crying. Yeah, okay, but yeah, that's not what we're gonna be talking about, you know. Maybe we'll be talking about crying. I think we should make a show on crying. Yeah, we should, eh? You guys should actually leave your comments. Yeah, comment, and then we should know, like, what are we gonna talk about concerning crying? Yes. Uh-huh. You're probably thinking right now. Yes, right there. And you already started imagining a topic based on crying. Yes, I know. Yeah, but now let's get out of that, yeah, you know, situation for a moment. Let's get back to what we're going to be talking about today. Yeah, I hope you guys are really awesome. In fact, I know you guys are awesome. You are really awesome, amazing, safe. Yeah, like the last time I spoke to you guys, you know, as you were still safe, yeah, in one piece, kicking, yes, and jumping around. Yeah, I know you're still doing that. And right now, if you're still driving, yeah, on your way to work or wherever, or the gym, you know, you can even listen to the What's the Topic shows when you gymming. Yeah, motivate you to gym, eh? Make sure that you gym, yeah. By the time you're done with that gym, feel like, yeah, you out. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about something that's very interesting. And I know already, like, your mind was like, okay, now, come on, like, seriously, what does this topic now have to do with us? Why, in fact, DJ Nesh, why did you choose this topic? I don't understand your life. Like, tell me why you chose this topic. So you're going to know why I chose the topic. But today's topic, I'll let you know what the topic is. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you. And I already know that you know what the topic is. But I'll still tell you. Today's topic is 4 a.m. Yeah, 4 a.m. That's the topic. 4 a.m. You're like wondering right there, like, yeah. Not wondering, you're wondering, yeah, right there. You're like, okay, Nesh, I'm wondering, yeah, like, what is going on with this topic? What is 4 a.m. all about? Yeah, 4 a.m., yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And it's going to be on fire. It's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be amazing, yes. And you know how we do it? Before we even get into the topic, we give you short breaks and then we come back for the news, which you can take notes. Yes. Yeah, you guys don't take notes in news. I don't know why. But me, I take notes. Ne? And I know you guys do need the notes because you never know when you'll need to take those notes out and they actually save your life. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the news can save your life. So make sure you take notes. But yeah, that's how we do it. We're going to go for a short break. We'll come back for the news. Update. Yes.
If you move, you're gonna miss something. Swoop here. Keep it locked.
Coming back and getting into it. Yes. This is the news session where you can take notes. Yes. Yeah. Make sure that you save. And yeah, those notes that you're gonna take right now, make sure that you keep them safe because you'll need to take them out later in life, you know. Yes. There's a situation that you might experience and then you actually do need the notes. So you taking notes right now is actually going to help you and save your life. And it's a good habit to, you know, to actually start. Yeah, so today we got 3 headlines, yes, that we're going to be talking about. And the first one is for the Latin American listeners. So, yeah, this is for you guys, yeah. This is for you guys. And, yeah, take notes. Make sure that you actually watch out for all of the stuff. Remember, I said you can save your life by taking notes. But yeah, this was interesting when I saw it. I was like, wow, okay, interesting. Hey, I didn't know such exists. Apparently, there is a fish in Mexico. Yes, there's a Mexican fish that heals its own heart. So whenever it's got heart problems, yes, it heals its own heart. I know, like, how cool is that, eh? You're a fish that heals your own heart. So if you got heart issues, you heal your own heart. And something that's interesting is they're actually investigating how the fish heals its heart. Not investigating. You know, when you speak investigating, you're thinking crime scene and all the stuff. Nah, the fish didn't commit any crime. They're actually doing research. Yeah, that's the right word to use. They're doing research on how the fish actually heals its heart. Because they believe that the heart healing actually has clues. The fish may offer heart healing clues. So yeah, guys, you also want to get your heart healed. I mean, you get heart cancer and all those other stuff that happen, heart tumors, yeah, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, you get all of those diseases that you get for, yeah, that affects the heart. So right now in Mexico, they think that this fish can actually give us some clues on how to actually get our heart to heal. So make sure you take notes, eh? Stay in Latin America. So for the Latin American listeners, you know what is coming your way. Yeah, we got a Mexican fish that may heal your heart. I know that is like really awesome. Yeah, so yeah, that is, yeah, my single that I just released now. That's a single, even though it has few lines versus words. Yeah, you name them. So that was it for the first headline. Second headline for the news, it's also in Latin America for the Latin American listeners. Yeah, but this one, yo, it's, yeah, it's actually bad. 1,000 of people actually fled because of the Guatemala volcano that is erupting. I don't know, man, like, this volcano, it's like it has a problem with people. I don't understand this volcano. But yeah, right there, there's 1,000 of people that are actually fleeing. They're evacuating from the area that the Guatemala volcano is in. Yes, Guatemala, not Guatemala. Yeah, you know, like, these things, they are actually interesting. So the Guatemala volcano, yes, they are fleeing from it because it's very dangerous. I can imagine you trying to live around the volcano. When it erupts, you are finished, you are gone, you get to heaven before us. So yeah, that is what is happening. So if you are actually planning on going to visit the Guatemala volcano, okay, take notes. Don't actually do it now, because right now this volcano is erupting and people are actually evacuating. So why would you want to be the one that's going where people are running away from? So yeah, I don't know, eh? Doesn't make sense. But yeah, just take notes. Make sure you're safe. Yes. Yeah. And then the next one on the headline, which is the third and last one. Yes, it's for the Australian listeners. So right there in Australia, we got a giant dust storm that is sweeping through Australia. Yeah. Sand, you know, sand storms. Yes, all those stuff. Yeah. Dust. Okay, like, the last place I can actually think of such stuff is Dubai and, yeah, maybe Egypt. Yeah, but Dubai, definite. That's like the last place I can think of sand and dust storm. Australia, I wouldn't even think of, yeah, that place getting such. But yeah, that is what is happening at the moment. They are experiencing dust storms. So yeah, if you're right there in Australia, just be aware of what is happening around you, eh? Like, make sure your eyes are always looking around. Don't be asleep, you know, half asleep, or, yeah, I don't know, yeah, daydreaming or walking or whatever you want to call it, sleepwalking in the day, yeah. You name it, yeah, you, I don't understand, yeah, whatever names that you're going to call it, yeah, it's fine. It's up to you, but yeah, that is what is happening right now in Australia. You got dust storms that are, yeah, sweeping through Australia, and it's not good. It's actually bad. It's bad for your health, eyes, everything. Yeah, can inhale dust, you know, it's not good for you. Also, your system's gonna eventually fail. It's gonna tell you, hey man, what you're getting inside you is not good for you. So maybe that's why we actually need that Mexican fish that heals its own heart. Because, yeah, we'll find some clues with it, you know. How does it heal its own heart? Maybe we should also know how to heal our hearts, yeah. But, yeah, Jesus is the one that heals your heart. So, yeah, that is it for the headlines. Yes, the news headlines, updates, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, you know, people got different names for all of the stuff. I actually get shocked every single day. Like, I thought this means that, but it means this. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, in my head it meant that, but in your head it means this. So how do these two connect? Yeah, so stuff like that. Yeah, you name it, whatever you want to name it. But yeah, those are the three headlines. I hope you took notes. Yes, be aware. And make sure whenever you're in any situation where you need to take out the notes that you took in the news, take them out. Yeah, then you save your life. Yeah, like the fish that heals its heart. Yeah, so we need a fish from Mexico that heals our heart. Nah, just kidding. We need Jesus. Jesus heals your heart. So I'm going to see you guys. We're going to go for a break, a short break. Then we'll come back for a short session. Yeah. And then after that short session, you know how we do it. We go into the topic. And the topic itself is 4 a.m. Yeah. See you guys after this.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So, we're back for a short session. Yes, as you guys know it, this is the session where I always speak about music. And I always recommend the right music, which is Christ music. Yes, because Christ music is hot music. Yes, here on Active FM. Ha, I know, right? I know. Yeah, so I'm gonna keep on saying what I always say. Guys, I would prefer listening to Christ music because of the message that you listen to. You don't come out of there depressed, you know. You don't come out of there feeling bad and, yeah, you know, get into some other interesting moment that you wouldn't want to be in. Nah, you don't come out of, a session of listening to a song depressed. No, that is not what happens. You come out of there challenged to actually change your life and accept Christ. So that is why Christ music is awesome music. It's hot music. I mean, it's life-changing. Why wouldn't you want to get exposed to something that is life-changing? Yeah, I know that was me speaking different. But yeah, why wouldn't you want to get exposed to something that is life-changing? You know, we all want our lives to change. If you don't want your life to change, I think there's something wrong with you, eh? We really need to assess what is happening in your CPU. Yes, CPU, Central Processing Unit, your brain. Yeah, we need to make sure that we examine what's happening there. So, Christ music is hot music. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you Christ music, which is hot music. And it's amazing hot music. And don't forget, we're in the season. Yes, that season, hey. That season that we all love, yeah. The holiday season. Yeah, we're loving it, yeah. It's awesome. And the year is ending, yeah. The next year is around the corner. So, yeah, guys, it's interesting, eh? It's interesting how a year finishes fast. Just saying, you can remember what I did in January. It was like around the corner, eh? Yeah. And here we are. End of the year. It's bad. It's not bad, it's good. It's bad for specific stuff, but it's good. Yes, it's good. Now we get to start a new year. Yes, with new goals. And yeah, make sure you get the right goals, set the right goals, which is why we're gonna be talking about 4 a.m. Yeah, you'll find out why. So yeah, here are two awesome, amazing tracks for you with something extra at the end. And then we're going to come back for the session itself. See ya.
We're caroling through the night. Kiki.
Take it back in time, let's reminisce in when we were just little men, just Christmasing. Just a little bit of snow to get the glistening. Just a little mistletoe to get the kissing in. Listening to holiday jazz with my dad on them phonograph records. Yeah, I'm missing it, hanging with my twin, playing toys for me craft records. But all that better wait, cause my mom's done fixing the plates, and I'm about to get it in, cause the cooking is great. And Tony's in, but the food can't touch on a plate. But when we done, get some sake.
On the couch, wide awake, grown Santa trying to wait. Tall glass of milk and some cookies on a plate. Christmas tree looking great, flashing lights with a star on top, shining oh so bright. Up all night, Beat Street on repeat. Hoping Santa bring blue suede Pumas for my feet. Up rock to the beat, hit a fly back spin. Not the best B-boy, but I could pop back in. Rather shining, Santa came through. Got the blue suede Pumas and a windbreaker too. Cool like Mo D, reppin' the West. Mob hit me with the Kango, your boy was fresh.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back, think back. Picture a miniature Christmas, it's Christmas gifts. From the smallest to the biggest wish, nothing on the list was missed. Then mom and dad would come and find me, and they'd remind me that Santa Claus was a fraud and didn't exist. In our house, there was no tree or mistletoe. No bells and whistles, but the tinsel was official though. Sat at the table with the paper crown tilted. The roast would leave you comatose. The cooking always killed it. But now that me and my youth have parted ways, all I get are Cliff Huxtable jumpers and cheap aftershaves. There's no more clothes and toys. At first, I was so annoyed. Now seeing them, being with fam is what I most enjoy.
These clothes and close joy holler at your holiday traditions. Whether it's well wishing or tree picking for trimming, it's the season for remembering. Long before I would come to understand, the gift was in the giving. I recall calling out toys, wanna buy your boy and photo ops with a Santa Claus and a mall. It was all about G.I. Joes and play wars against their foes, Cobra or Transformers. Autobots, Decepticons, can't forget Thundercats. It was a simpler time, this song's a way to run it back. These are snapshots of memories we're giving you. With that, a Merry Christmas is what we're all wishing.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back, think back.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back, think back, think back.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
Yeah, 4 a.m. I know, right? I know. When I chose to speak about this topic itself, I was blown away. I was like, I'm ready for this stuff. Hey, I am ready for this stuff. I literally said, I'm going to pick 4 a.m. Yes, I'm going to pick 4 a.m. And it's very godly, biblical. Yes, 4 a.m. is very biblical. Like in terms of the stuff that we're going to talk about, the stuff that is going to change your life. But only if you allow it to, if you apply it to. Yes. Allow it to, apply it to. Yeah. So it's going to change your life if you actually apply it and allow the stuff that you hear to be applied in your life. So that's what we got to do. We got to apply it into our life. And obviously at the same time, I'm going to be backing what I'm saying with biblical verses. Yes, yeah. So, for example, let's start with the first verse. And the first verse comes from the book of Luke, chapter 16. Yes, chapter 16, for those who are writing down notes. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Yes, hope you took it fast. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. And this is what it says. Whoever can be trusted with small things can be also trusted with big things. Whoever is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in big things too. Boom. Now, something that I want to focus on and I want you to understand is, it says whoever can be trusted with small things, they will trust that person with big things. And 4 a.m. The reason why I'm tackling 4 a.m. is because some of us, we don't even know how 4 a.m. looks. Yep. You don't know how 4 a.m. looks. You know why? Because you're fast asleep. Fast asleep at that time, while other people are waking up at 4 a.m. Has it ever occurred to you that, come on, guys, while you're sleeping, there's people that are making it, that are awake at 4 a.m. That's why they're making it, you know. That is the reason why they're making it. And I actually want to tackle this 4 a.m. situation because there's something that's even more mind-blowing and powerful if you actually get exposed to it and you apply it into your life and you actually do it. Concerning 4 a.m., eh? Now, notice how the rich people, eh? They got wealth and all those stuff. They actually wake up at 4 a.m. So think about it. I'm giving you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. So notice they actually wake up at 4 a.m. And something that's amazing is they are wealthy because they wake up at 4 a.m. Yeah? They wake up at 4 a.m. and they are wealthy. Now, guys, the reason why you don't know how 4 a.m. looks like is because you're sleeping. And that's not a position that is a right position to be in, if I can put it that way. It's not godly to sleep. Because when God created man, he didn't create man to sleep. When Adam was created, he was created to rule, have dominion, you know, work in his purpose. I mean, work is part of our purpose. Yes, work, not a job. Work. I'm not talking about a job. Job is where they control you. I'm talking about work. Yes, work. Now, it's part of our purpose, and it's actually something that we should be in. You know, it's something that we should be doing. Not sleeping around. I mean, you sleep around, you'll become poor. That's what even the Bible says. Those who sleep, they will become poor. Now, why would you want to become poor? 4 a.m. is actually a crucial. Not crucial. Yes, crucial is my version. But for you guys, it's a crucial time for you to actually be awake. Because you get to see the world before everyone does. Remember, we all got 24 hours. Even Jesus had 24 hours, which is something that's interesting. Jesus woke up before everyone. And what was he doing? He was praying. Yeah. Has it ever occurred to you? Probably it has never, ne? Now it has. Because you have been exposed to it. Jesus woke up early in the morning to pray. While you are sleeping early in the morning, don't know how 4 a.m. looks like. There is not a position for you to be in. That is very not biblical. Yes. The Bible does not promote sleeping. Yeah. Something that you should know. If you didn't know, now you know it. The Bible does not promote sleeping. So there is something that needs to change if sleeping is actually something that is very evident in your life because you display and, yeah, market and expose sleeping. And, yeah, it's like when people look at you, they already know this guy sleeps. He sleeps. And when he's sleeping, he's gone. They already know. Once he's sleeping, don't even try and bother him because he's not going to hear you. He's not going to wake up. Yeah, never mind. In fact, he's going to ignore you. You know, some people, they sleep on purpose. As in, they sleep to ignore. And they know, this person's going to come. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to ignore them. When they're supposed to be awake, they're sleeping. What does the Bible say? You're going to become poor because you are busy sleeping. It's not time for you to sleep. It's time for you to work. Imagine if Adam slept in the garden. It's like, ah, God, I know what you put me here for, but I need time to rest, eh? I actually do need time to rest, God. I can't be working all the time. I can't be making sure that things are happening. Probably the animals wouldn't even have names, you know? Why? Because Adam is sleeping. We'll be calling a lion sleep, cheetah sleep. What is this called? Sleep. Who named it, Adam? Why? How? You are sleeping. Imagine. Imagine. No, man. That's not biblical. We're not supposed to be sleeping. 4 a.m. Imagine how many things you can actually get done while waking up at 4 a.m. Yes, you know, you get those people that are like, ah, Steve, that is a hassle. For me to wake up at 4 a.m., it's a hassle. Do you know why it's a hassle? Because you don't have the desire to actually wake up at 4 a.m. You don't want to wake up at 4 a.m. I mean, let's take a scenario. Quick scenario, but true. So you get married. Your wife says we need to wake up at 4 a.m. And then you ask for what? We need to leave your legacy behind. So we need to wake up at 4 a.m. You'll wake up because you want to leave your legacy behind. Or you have a girlfriend. She says, my birthday is tomorrow. And I want you to wake up at 4 a.m. and message me because I want your message to be the first message I see. You'll wake up at 4 a.m. Message her. Yeah? Why? Because you know. I want to wake up at 4 a.m. because I don't want the negative outcomes of me not waking up at 4 a.m. But yet people sleep at 4 a.m. and expect to be rich or wealthy or make it in life or get a lot done. You sleep early and then you wake up late. That is definitely not biblical. The Bible does not promote that. Like I said, it actually says you'll become poor if that is the type of lifestyle that you are displaying. But now, this is the last verse that I'm going to read, and then we're going to go for a break and come back. So the last verse that I'm going to read is basically Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Yes, for those who are writing again, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. It says, lazy hands will make you poor. Oh, hey, oh, note that, lazy hands will make you poor. Lazy hands will make you poor. How do your hands become lazy? When you're always sleeping and stuff like that, you don't get things done. Lazy hands will make you poor. And then goes on to say, hardworking hands will make you rich. That's the Bible right there. That's Proverbs, eh? It's telling you lazy hands will make you poor. Hardworking hands will make you wealthy. That is really awesome, eh? I wouldn't want to be poor. I wouldn't want to be in a position where, yeah, my hands are making me poor. No, I would actually love to be wealthy. And this is what Proverbs is saying. Come on, wake up. Can you like wake up now? 4 a.m. You always got lazy hands at 4 a.m. The alarm rings, you press snooze. 5 minutes, snooze, 5 minutes. Eventually you switch it off. Lazy hands do that. Hardworking hands, when the alarm rings at 4 a.m., guess what they do? They wake up. So 4 a.m., come on, make it a plan, eh? I gotta wake up at 4 a.m. and make sure I got hardworking hands so that when that alarm rings, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna get a lot done. I'll see the world before the rest of the people. I mean, Bill Gates wakes up at 4 a.m. He knows how 4 a.m. looks because he's not sleeping. Why do you think he's wealthy? Yeah, it's not just about wealth. 4 a.m., wake up at 4 a.m., connect to the Father, your God, the one that promised to give you everything. Imagine how pleased he is going to be because you woke up at 4 a.m. just to get to him. That is amazing, eh? That is amazing. He's going to give you everything. In fact, he's going to fasten the process like, yo, my son sacrifices sleep, wakes up at 4 a.m. just to get to me. I got to bless him faster than it should take. Yeah. So that's just something that you should think about. We're going to go for a break, music break, and then we'll come back for the last session.
Surrounded by your love, eager to feed my soul, you too. New Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Above, so 4 a.m. Yeah, a lot of you don't know how 4 a.m. looks like because you are sleeping, while other people know how 4 a.m. looks like because they grinding. Yes, others are getting buff, others are getting wealthy. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, He freaking wakes up at 4 a.m. and he makes sure that he makes it in life. He sees the world before the rest of everyone who sees the world, yeah, before the rest of the people in the world, yeah, before the rest of the whole wide world. Yes, worldwide, yeah, every single person, yeah, you know those ones that don't wake up at 4 because they're sleeping. He wakes up at 4 to make sure that he's grinding, he's making things happen, and he's successful. Now imagine if you wake up at 4 a.m. to get to your father, and your father says he has plans to prosper you, plans for your future, plans that will give you everything that you ever need, plans that supply all your needs, blessings that overflow into other people's lives, blessings that are going to overflow out of your own cup. You won't even have room to contain it. Why? Because you woke up at 4 and got to the Father. Yes. If you are a Christian and you actually all about impacting ministry, and you're frustrated, struggling, and you're like, why am I not impacting? Why am I not impacting? Why am I not seeing the results? It's because of this. 4 a.m. What are you doing while people are actually getting to the Father? You sleeping while people are making the effort to get to the Father. 4 a.m. That's a very crucial moment. It's a very important part of your life. Every single person gets 24 hours. And then you get those that use it wisely. They add additional hours while other people got 16 hours in their life. 8 hours to be controlled, 16 hours to yourself, 8 hours, yeah, you know, yes, just lying, I'm not lying, I'm kidding with you, you know. You got 8 hours to sleep, you got 8 hours to yourself, and then you got 8 hours of work. Now you got other people who add more hours, now they have more than 8 hours. While you get stuff in 8 hours, I get more stuff within that 8 hours of yours, plus my additional hours. So think about that. Yes, I'm getting more wealthy and more rich in the spirit because I get to the Father at 4 a.m. So think about that. Now we're going to go into another verse. Proverbs chapter 5. Chapter 10 verse 5. I'm like, yeah, I've already skipped. But this is what I actually meant. Proverbs chapter 10. Yes, same chapter, verse 5, which is the following verse. And this is what it says. A son who works hard while it is harvest time will be successful. But one who sleeps through the harvest is worthless. Should I read it again? A son who works hard while it is harvest time will be successful. But one who sleeps through the harvest is worthless. Sleep. Yeah, that's your moral. Gotta sleep. Yeah, gotta sleep. Oh, okay. You gotta sleep. Huh? Do you know that there's people who are making it because they are not sleeping while you are sleeping? So they're waking up at 4 and you sleeping at 4. You don't know how 4 looks like. They know how 4 looks like. And guess what? They are more successful than you simply because of that. Yes. At 4, you are asleep while another person is getting to the Father. And guess what? He is more successful in the spiritual, and he's moving the physical, the third dimension. Yes, he's moving the third dimension using the fourth dimension. Why? Because he wakes up at 4. Yeah, imagine. Hey, in fact, see there, wake up at 4 a.m. to move the fourth dimension. Yeah. You know, you gotta do that, man. Get to the Father at 4 a.m. to move the fourth dimension in the third dimension world. Yeah, while other people are sleeping. Okay, so that's something that should actually stay in your mind. And yeah, it should make sense to you. In fact, you should actually see the pattern here. You know, you should see what's actually happening. And you should be able to identify why people are making it and why you're not making it. In fact, the question is, why are you not making it? But now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. It's actually going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So if you're writing down again, Proverbs chapter 12, yes, write it down. Verse 11. Hope you wrote it down. Yes, and I'm going to read it. Obviously, it's speaking about farmers, but it applies to your work. Yeah, your world, your life, everything applies to you. It says, farmers who work their land have plenty of food, But those who waste their time on worthless projects are foolish. Yo, that's deep, eh? That is deep. How many people do you get that sleep at 4? Yes. So they're sleeping at 4, and then someone else is awake at 4. And then when they wake up, so the one that wakes up at 4 has 3 hours added to their life. Because this guy is going to wake up at 7, get ready, and then go and do everything that he needs to do. So you got 4 up to 5, that's 1 hour, up to 6, up to 7. You already got 3 hours, eh? You are 3 hours ahead of the previous person who was sleeping, and yeah, or the next person who's sleeping. So that is you right there working hard. And then this person that woke up at 7 engages in a task. But now the task that they're engaging in is not the task that they're supposed to be doing. How useless is that? It's actually foolish. That's what the Bible is saying. Eh? Don't be in that position where you doing things that is wasting your time, and you know that you're not supposed to be doing those things. Why would you want to do something like that? So 4 a.m. is very important. Now, your 4 a.m. as well. Don't wake up at 4 a.m. and here you are eating. Like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. to finish all the food in the house. What? Really? Come on, like, how do you think like that? Nah, don't do that. Wake up at 4 a.m. and get to the Father. That is what counts. Now, these are also projects. Remember, it said a project that is not of the harvest. You know, it's not benefiting. Let me say, okay, so with the farmers, they do projects that is not benefiting the land that they should be, you know, making sure that they're preparing and, you know, going through it and everything. Now, all of those things, they're going to actually be useless. Why? They're useless because they don't contribute to the land being, you know, awesome and actually ready and fertile and all those stuff. But instead, they're actually working on worthless projects, which are foolish. Now, same thing with you. You know, those worthless projects, which are foolish, is you waking up at 4 a.m. to sleep. I mean, yeah, you get it. In fact, you do get people who wake up at 4 a.m. to sleep, eh? They wake up at 4 and then they go back to sleep. Imagine. What type of, yeah, I don't know, eh? Like really wasting a lot of effort. And then you get other people that wake up at 4 to eat. That is a worthless project. That one is my version of what I just said now. Yes. But that right there is worthless. Yes, it's foolish. It's foolish of you. In fact, you're doing something that is foolish that you're not supposed to be doing. Waking up at 4 a.m. to eat, no. Or waking up at 4 a.m. to party and then go to sleep. Nah, can't do something like that. Wake up at 4 a.m., get to the Father. I mean, he's the one that's going to prepare you for the whole day. He's the one that's going to supply everything that you need. He's the one that's going to give you all the blessings, give you all the instructions that you need. Get to him. Why not get to him? Why wouldn't you want to get to him? Now, this last verse that I'm about to share, yo, blew my mind away when I saw it. I was like, what? That's deep. That is very deep. And it's in Proverbs chapter 12 again. Yes, same chapter. But now we're going to jump to verse 4. Yo, blew my mind away. This is what it says. Those who work hard will be put in charge of others. But lazy people will have to work like slaves. Jaywena. Yay. Yay. Notice what it says. Those who work hard will be placed in charge of others. But lazy people will work like slaves. Yes, work like slaves. You know, most of the people, they're lazy because they sleep too much. Yeah. Sleep early. Wake up at 7. Go throughout the whole day lazy, not working hard. In fact, most of the times you like really passive, you know. You're like just passing time by instead of being active and all those stuff. In a position like that, guess what's going to happen? You ain't going to be placed in charge. In fact, you're going to become a slave. Bad, 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 bad. 4 a.m. So, yeah, guys, let's use 4 a.m. to our advantage, you know. Don't be at 4 a.m. busy sleeping and all those stuff. In fact, don't be in a position where you don't know how 4 a.m. looks like. Do you know how many people know what is happening around the whole world because there's the 4 a.m. news that place. Yes, worldwide news at 4 a.m. Probably didn't know that. I was also shocked when I saw 4 a.m. news. I was like, eh? Waking up at 4 a.m. and then there's news playing. I'm like, what? At this time? Ooh, actually puts news at 4 a.m. I was shocked the day when I saw it. I was like, yeah, ne? So there's stuff that happen that you don't think happen. And you don't know that they happen because you're sleeping at that time. So come on, guys. Like, really, can we stop being lazy and actually wake up at 4 a.m., get to your father. Yes, God. Pray to him, speak to him, and then prepare for the rest of the day. I mean, 4 a.m., imagine spending 1 hour with your father. He's going to be proud of you. He's going to want to bless you with more stuff. He's going to know that, yeah, are you willing to sacrifice anything just to get to him? That's awesome. He's going to give you all the blessings that you need. Yeah. It's going to give you everything that you need. Why? Because you're willing to wake up at 4 just to get to him. Now, don't wake up at 4 and go and eat. No. Wake up at 4, spend at least 1 hour with your father, and then you got 2 extra hours to actually do the rest of the stuff so that you're successful in everything that you do. And you still got 2 hours that you'll see before the rest of the world. So that's just something that's awesome. Now, guys, I know this session has been awesome. It has been amazing. You took a lot of notes. You are going to do a lot of stuff. You are going to get to your father at 4 a.m. You're going to make sure. I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. It's not like I'm going to say it now and then after that it ends. Yeah, no. I'm going to do it. Yes. Lifestyle. Make sure that is part of my lifestyle, not just a habit. Lifestyle. Start it as one day, hit it the second day, at the third day, 4, 5, in fact, by the time it hits 7, make sure you get to 21 days. That's a habit already, a habit of waking up at 4 a.m., seeing the world before the rest of the world. Yes, 3-hour boost before the rest of the world is awake. And then, yeah, after 21 days, you know that is going to be part of your character and get into your lifestyle. That's what we got to do. Wake up at 4 a.m., get to your father. Start doing that. If you haven't been doing it, you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. I said www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Facebook /activefm777. You can catch us on Instagram @activefm777. You can catch us on Twitter @activefm. Yeah, we are family. You know, it's all going good. Yeah, on activefm. Yeah, where the family is, yo. Also on Iono, Active FM. Get all the podcasts. Yes, not just the What's the Topic show. You also got other amazing show like The Love Show. Yo, The Love Show is on some other level, eh? Guys, yeah, go get those shows. Sports show also. Whoa, this is amazing shows, eh? And then the movie show, yo. Ah, you know how many movies I've watched because of the movie show? Then you get everything. Whoa. It's blazing. Music to my ears. Woo! Guys, Active FM is the one. It's too much. Why replace Active FM with any other station? In fact, you should replace the rest of the stations with Active FM because we are family. You are part of the family and it's awesome and amazing. So I'll see you guys next time. Same time, same place. Yeah. And I'm going to see you guys in the new year as well because we're going to get into the new year together. Awesome stuff, eh? We a family on Active FM. Yeah, where Christ music is hot music. I'll see you guys next time. Peace out and God bless.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Your baby boy will save our sons and daughters. Did you know?